A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Be'a Daf Yud Gimel, Be'a 13b, pagination page 26, about 22 lines from the top. At the end of a line, there's a two dots, and then we begin at the beginning of the next line. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Rab Shimon ben Lakish said, Maisa Rishon Sheik Dimo Bashi Bolin. If a person gave Maisa Rishon early, he gave it from the stalks, from the ears of grain, before the grain is processed, threshed, etc., made into grain, kernels that are usable in a pile, readying itself for the next process, which would be to bring it into the grinding area and make it into flour. So he went ahead, and before the stalks were threshed, he already went ahead and gave Maiser Rishon. Pato Mitruma Gedola, that which was given as Maiser Rishon, is going to be absolved of Truma Gedola. Let's explain what's going on over here. Normally, the mitzvah of tithing starts from the time that there's miruach hakri. Once the stalks are threshed and you're dealing with kernels of grain and you make a pile of that grain, so then there's a mitzvah to tithe. The first tithe is called Truma Gedola, the first Truma which goes to the Kohen, and there's a certain percentage that's recommended, that's the correct amount to give, and that goes to the Kohen. After that, of what remains, you give Maiser, one-tenth, to the Levi. Of what the Levi receives, he gives a tenth, again, of what he receives, and he gives that to the Kohen. So let's review the terms. To the Kohen goes Truma Gedola, to the Levi goes Maiser Rishon, and then from the Levi to the Kohen is called Trumas Maiser. What Reish Lakish teaches over here is that Maiser Rishon Sheik Dimo Bashi Bolin, if you gave the Maiser Rishon to the Levi before Miruach HaKri, before the grain is situated in a pile, gathered after the threshing process, you gave it to the Levi earlier than that, Potor Mitruma Gedola, what the Levi received is never going to have Truma Gedola taken from it. Because when the Levi gets it, he will give Trumas Maiser, as he normally does, a tenth of what he received will go to the Kohen. But the original tithe got lost in the shuffle, if you will. It normally is given by the homeowner before he gives Maiser Rishon to the Levi. But being that he gave Maiser Rishon earlier, Truma Gedola will never happen on the portion that went to the Levi. The Yisrael, the homeowner, is definitely going to give Truma Gedola on what remains after he gave the tenth to the Levi. However, the significance is that there is a portion, and percentage-wise, you could figure out what the portion is, but there is a portion that's been diminished because the amount that was given to the Levi is not going to have Truma Gedola separated for the Kohen from that amount. Reish Lakish is based on a pasuk, Shenemar. Pasuk says, a pasuk in Parshas Korach, they should tithe a truma to Hashem, Maiser min HaMaiser. what the Levi should give to the Kohen is Meiser of the Meiser that they received, a tenth of what they received as a tenth of the original. Meiser mina Meiser, Amarti Lach Rish Lakish infers, a tenth of the tenth, that portion you're supposed to give. V'lo truma gedolo trumas Meiser mina Meiser, but the Levi does not have an obligation to make up for the truma gedola, which was not given by the homeowner. He only has to give one tithe. That's what's listed when the Levi receives. He should give Meiser mina Meiser, but nothing more. Omale Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, this is an interesting ruling that we're hearing from Reish Lakish. Ihachi, if it's true that once the Levi gets his tithe, the Pasuk says he will not have to do two tithes. He will only have to do one. He will only have to do the Meiser mina Meiser, the tenth type of tithe to the Kohen, but will not have to make rectification on the fact that Truma Gedola to the Kohen wasn't done. He doesn't have to make up for that tithe. So then Afilu Ikdimo Bekri Nami. What would happen if the homeowner gave the Levi first Meiser before he gave Truma Gedola to the Kohen? But you presented your case very clearly that this is only Hikdimo Bashibolim when you gave it from the stalks, that you gave it early before Miruach HaKri, before the grain was in its place after threshing. What would happen if you gave it to the Levi even after the threshing, even after it's piled in a pile as grain? If you have a pasuk that says Meiser min HaMeiser and no other tithes are falling on the Levi's responsibility, so then why would he be obligated if they gave the Levi first from the Miruach HaKri, from the pile of grain? Which clearly from the way Reish Lakish presented it, it's clear that he's only saying his heter in a case of Hikdimo Bashibolim, that you gave it while it was still stalks. Otherwise, the Levi would have to give to the Kohen both tithes. Omar Lei, Abaye answered, Alecha Omar Kro, it's regarding your concern, your question, that there's a pasuk that says, Mikol matnosechem tarimu es terumas Hashem, from all gifts, you do have to give the truma of Hashem. In other words, one pasuk indeed says only Meiser does the Levi have to give. But a different pasuk says that the Levi will be giving a different teruma. And therefore, the way we understand it is that if he gave the Levi while it was still stalks, so then the Levi will only give Meiser to the Kohen. But if you gave the Levi simply out of order, but it was after it was already piled as grain, so then the Levi will indeed have to give both Meiser mina Meiser and also Kol Terumas Hashem, the additional teruma. Asks the Gemara, Umar Ra'isa, and how do you know which one is which? I understand there's going to be a case that the Levi gets that he's only going to have to give Meiser, and there's a case that the Levi's going to get that he's going to have to give Meiser and Terumah. I see that in the Psukim, but how do you know how to apply it? And the Gemara answers, Hai idgen v'hai lo idgen. The reason is because one became status of grain, and one did not become the status of grain. And since the real obligation to start giving the tithes is once it became grain and it's piled in position, so it makes sense that if the Levi gets the Meiser Rishon that goes to him once it already became grain, so then the obligation to give the Kohen his Teruma has already started. It's in effect on the grain that the Levi is getting. So it's like traceable. And that terumah has to be given because its obligation has already started. But if you gave the levy before it was piled as grain, so the obligation of terumah to the kohen has not started, so then the obligation of terumah gedola on the portion that goes to the levy has effectively been circumvented, because the pasuk says meiser and not more. But again, if you gave it once it became grain, then he would have to give kol terumas Hashem. Keep in mind that our entire discussion is regarding the portion that went to the levy. The Yisrael himself, the homeowner himself, even if he does this out of order, is going to be obligated to give the Kohen the Terumah Gedola. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.